cattle shows on the common. It's hard to imagine it today, but from about 1818 to around 1870, the Common was the site of the Worcester Agricultural Society's annual October cattle show. The week of the festive cattle show meant great excitement, not only for Worcester citizens, but also for the people who came from all around to attend. On the north side of the Common, near Front Street, four rows of pens were set up for the exhibition of cattle, swine, and sheep. The rest of the grounds were given up to booths for sale of refreshments and for the wagons of auctioneers selling whips, dry goods, soap, and cheap jewelry. Peddlers wandered around the crowds hawking toothache drops, razors, gilt rings, and other articles. Tents were pitched for exhibits of monstrosities, such as the two-headed calf or a mammoth horse. Across Front Street, an open space was crowded with stands selling gingerbread, cake, pies, candies, sweet cider, and root beer. In the midst of it all could be heard the oyster man calling, "Walk up, tumble up, and buy a bowl of hot oysters." Before 9 o'clock on opening day, a procession accompanied by a musical band started at the home of the Agricultural Society president, taking him and his guests to different points of interest. The cattle in their pens were inspected, contests were witnessed, manufactured articles looked at, and an oration listened to before a noontime dinner at Town Hall. Then a parade down Main Street of matched oxen, a plowing contest, and the awarding of livestock prizes. Most houses in town were filled with guests since Cattle Show Week was a chance to invite friends from elsewhere to join in the festivities. Such were the days when agriculture was still an important part of Worcester's livelihood.